Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to Mastering Influence, a 10-day system for strengthening your emotional impact and increasing your sales. Listen, I want to tell you, I'm very excited about bringing this program to you because if there's any one skill in life that's had an impact on my ability to contribute to others, whether it be my family, my friends, the businesses that I'm involved in, or even myself, it's been this skill, this power of influence. And you know, all it really is about is understanding what are the barriers that stop people from taking action and helping enable people to get through those limitations, those fears, those concerns, so that now they can move themselves to action rather than thinking about all the reasons why they might or should or could in the future. Now, it's also a pleasure to bring this program to you because it's given me a chance to look back on a good portion of my life because it's now been almost 30 years. That's right, I'm heading to my 30th year of doing this. And in that time, I dealt with some of the most challenged and I dealt with some of the most successful people in the world. And you know what I found out? We all have the same needs. I don't care if it's President Clinton or Wayne Gretzky or Andre Agassi or Mikhail Gorbachev or Princess Diana or Nelson Mandela or Mother Teresa or Serena Williams. Anybody that I've had the privilege of meeting with and visiting with, we have different belief systems, different ways of getting ourselves to take action, but we have some of the same needs. And as a result of that, I've been able to help people to get themselves to make the changes through teaching them how to influence themselves. And if there's anything I'd like you to get out of this program, it's how do I get myself through my own barriers to take action, and how do I empower other people to do that as well? How can I use my integrity, my caring, and my own psychology, my understanding of human needs, my understanding what it takes to move myself and others to action to make a measurable difference? So whether you're a mom or whether you're a business professional or a president of a company or a salesperson or a teacher or a lawyer or whatever it is that you do, or more importantly, whoever you are and whatever you stand for, influence is that difference. It's the difference between you're fit or fat. Can you influence your own hands, right, to do the right thing? We got to remember the most important person to influence is ourselves. If we can do that, then we can contribute to others in ways that give our life a sense of meaning and purpose. I really want you to get that in the end, the meaning in life comes from contribution, from knowing that you're doing something you believe in and that makes a difference. Again, whether it's, you know, selling a product or, you know, turning around a political process or making contribution to your community or your kids. So there's no strategy that replaces the importance of integrity and caring. That's ultimately what's behind all of this. If you were to apply all the tools or principles here, but you didn't apply those fundamentals of the truth of what you believe and of your deep ability to connect with another soul and understand and appreciate their unique view of the world, then you'd be wasting your time. Now, this program, and you're going to hear the voice change because this program was recorded before a very small, intimate audience almost 20 years ago. I've been doing this 30 years. It's spooky to me to think this is done 20 years ago. And I had several people on my team say, you know, you really ought to put this out. We've listened to this. This is extraordinary. And I was beyond a bit skeptical. And they said, Tony, listen to it. The principles are the same as they've always been, you know, and I thought, okay, I'll listen to one. I popped it on and went, that guy sounds good. He has a voice that doesn't sound like it's been on the road for 30 years. You know, so you might hear a little difference in my voice, but honestly, I listened to it and I thought, wow, these are the same fundamentals that I use today to make the impact that, you know, I'm committed to making with everybody that I care about, my family, my friends, business associates. You know, I run 11 companies now. And so these are the same skills. Now, one other thing I want to mention. Influence has an interesting connotation to it. If you use the word influence in the context I believe it should be used, which is how do I use my resources to make a difference, it's quite positive. But for many people, the word sales is, boy, as negative a word as you can come up with, or salespeople. And there's a good reason for this, because so many individuals in the past have tried to use techniques or strategies to manipulate people. But most people today are pretty sophisticated, and they're completely turned off by such an approach. What really matters is to be real. It's so refreshing when somebody tells you what really is going on and how it really is. And there's certainly no replacement for caring. That ability to reach inside and see what someone needs and understand their point of view. So if your career is sales, be proud of it. Because if you're a person of integrity, even though there have been a lot of crazy idiot manipulators out there, you stand out. Plus, I want to tell you something else. Nothing in this country, nothing in this world moves until it's sold. You got the best idea in the world, the greatest product, the greatest project, the greatest anything. But it doesn't go anywhere till somebody influences someone to say, I want to do this. I want to buy this. I want to create this. I'll fund this. I mean, that's what investment is. It's being able to sell someone on investing and getting started. That's how companies get started. That's how our entire economy and how the world gets better. It's all sales and marketing. It's persuasion. It's influence. So you can do this with integrity and be proud of who you are, but also, more importantly, meet those needs by understanding each individual that you meet is exactly that. They're an individual. That's what's going to make you develop an identity in the business as a person who doesn't just sell, but somebody who adds value, a business person, a leader. Because what a leader does is they influence. I mean, I would define a leader as somebody who significantly influences the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, and most importantly, the actions of people in the world. Some leaders are, you know, intense and loud and fast and crazy and insane like me. Some are very quiet and just brilliant. You can have many styles. You sure as heck don't have to have my style to be a leader. I'm not the right kind of leader for everybody. I just have my style and I'm me and you need to be you. I want you to know these principles work for anyone. What a leader does, they get people to take action. What a leader does is break through people's fears, the barriers, the beliefs, whatever stops them. A leader brings a larger vision for what's possible. A leader sells. They persuade people what's possible and get them to harness their true capacity to be and do and give more. So if you want to know what this is about, it's not about salesmanship. It's about being a leader, a person of influence. I mean, this is the same skill that a Mother Teresa has. If you ever had the privilege of meeting her, and I did have that unique privilege, you'd see this woman could move anyone. And it wasn't with technique. It was integrity and caring. This woman loved those that nobody else seemed to love. And when somebody told her something couldn't be done for those that needed it, oh, get out of her way. She may have looked soft and sweet, but she was one tough lady. And what were her resources? She didn't have a great education. She didn't have any financial resources. She had love and caring, a drive to make a difference. She had the power to influence, and she used it daily. I know so many people, for example, in business or sales, their goal is to figure out how they can make enough money to get rich so they never have to work again. But I can tell you by life experience, as well as the experience of so many of my most successful friends, that the real secret of life is do well enough that you don't have to work and then you'll work even harder. It's just, if you love what you do, you're not just doing it for the money. In fact, as soon as the money gets out of it, it's amazing what you can contribute. It's amazing how much more you enjoy things. So I hope this will help you to do well in all levels, in your influence and your impact and tapping your own drive, and hopefully make you a lot of money by giving you the ability to break through fears and limitations and serve people at the highest level. And in the midst of doing that, maybe you'll experience your own spiritual transformation, not religious, but spiritual, where you begin to realize what you're made for. That's what this is really about. So I thought, okay, well, how can I add some more value besides breaking it down and making it usable, like making it a 10-day format where you can do it while you're driving in your car? And by the way, the way to use this is listen to this with what I call net time, no extra time. And that's what net stands found for me, no extra time. Like when you're driving to work, you know, when you're working out or walking or if you're cleaning the house or you can pop it in your iPod and listen to it anywhere. The point of the matter is you don't have to give up any time and you can enjoy this process and learn rapidly, deeply, and you can repeat this program as many times as you want. But the other added value I want to bring to you is another voice of interpretation. And I thought, you know, who would be a person who could bring another perspective besides my own to this approach? And the answer was obvious. My dear friend and colleague, Joseph McClendon III. I've known Joseph for almost 20 years. He came to a seminar one time early in my career. He and I connected. I walked up, introduced myself, and I just sensed that this man had a spiritual core, that he wasn't someone here to be a taker. He's here to be a giver. And he's funny. Joseph and I have laughed more than almost anybody in my life, except probably my wife's age. So I thought, what can we do? Let's bring another perspective and let's give you each day a quick assignment so you really integrate this. So it isn't just learning more information, but you apply it, you get new habits, and you get new results. So Joseph is going to join me in this, kind of framing and interpreting and giving you those action plans each day. And I'm privileged to have him. And by the way, Joseph is a force in his own right. He's one of the most sought after peak performance and personal development coaches in the business now. He conducts workshops and seminars on business and health. In fact, Joseph is a facilitator now for our Vital Life programs done around the nation and around the world. He also is the president founder of his own company, Acceleration Research Group. And he's been serving as an instructor at UCLA for the past 11 years. I could go on and on. In fact, he co-authored with me a rewrite of my first book, Unlimited Power, is a later edition called Unlimited Power, A Black Choice. What we wanted to do is take the principles into the African-American community by altering all the stories and using examples of role models from that community specifically. So Joseph is an amazing man, but I can tell you more and more and more about him. You should just meet him. All I can tell you is you're about to have a blast, because if there's one thing Joseph wants to make sure is that people smile. So enjoy this program. Do one session a day for 10 days, and before you know it, you're going to be mastering the persuasion techniques that'll give you the influence to make the difference that you want to make in your business, in your personal life, and in your sales. So I'm not going to tell you anymore. Let's begin mastering persuasion techniques. Here's my dear friend and colleague, Joseph McClendon.
Hello, and welcome to Mastering Influence. My name is Joseph McClendon III, and it is my privilege, my honor, to be your guide on this journey that has the potential to change the quality of your life forever. Now, I know that sounds bold and grand, but as you listen on, I'm sure that you're going to find that the tools and the strategies that you're about to learn are so powerful that they not only have the ability to change who you are, but the people that you have the privilege of touching their lives. So let me share with you just a couple of things as we get started. First off, influence comes in many, many forms, and there are a lot of opportunities to use them. And the greatest part about this is not only are you going to learn some techniques and some tools to influence people, but you'll have the ability to move people emotionally and impact how they feel. And your ability to impact them emotionally is your ability to move them in ways that will not only benefit their lives, but the processional effect will change the people that are around them as well. And you know, being around people that are of great influence and have talent and skills, especially in the areas that interest you, you can't help but have that stuff rub off on you. And when that person is an excellent teacher or coach and has the ability to give what they have from their heart to you, your learning process increases tenfold. You do what I call compressed time. And in this man's opinion, there is no better coach than my dear friend and soon to be your dear friend, Anthony Robbins. Tony and I have been friends for about 2 decades now, and the lessons and the things that I've learned from Tony have not only changed my life, but I'm proud to say that I've been able to go out into the world with my family, with my friends, whether it be sales, whatever it is, and be a part of the change in their lives for the better as well. So my best wish for you is that what you get out of here is not only something that'll grow you as a person, but that you can go out into the world and make a difference as well. Because whether you're a salesperson or not, influence is one of the most important skills that you can master. And here's what I mean by that. In this world today, we live in an $11 trillion economy in the U.S. alone, and we all have instant access to anything that we want through the internet, cell phones, television, anything you can name. There are over 6 billion people that inhabit this planet right now, and as far as I'm concerned, you can probably get in touch with most of them with a phone call. And with as many opportunities and great things there are in this world, we also have challenges. We have societies in conflict, natural disasters, environmental issues, wars, and a whole myriad of other personal issues. We need to be able to influence our governments, our communities, and each other, and probably most important, ourselves. Our ability to influence affects how we raise our children, how we advance in our jobs, how we maintain our relationships, our health, our finances, and foster relationships with others. The person who masters the skill of influence is the person who moves faster and easier through this world. Said differently, the person who masters the skill of influence is the person who can change the world. And that's why Tony asked me to help guide you through this program. In the past 20 years that I've been in business, there's been no greater tool that has impacted my ability to influence and turn dreams into reality than learning the skills that you're going to learn here. A great example of that is this. Several years ago, I had a wonderful opportunity to write a book with Tony. And as the idea came, I actually had to present that idea to Tony to see if he would go for it. And I am positive that he knew that I was using the things that he taught me to influence him to do the project. And the great result is, in the end, we came up with a best-selling book. And of course, that led to my being able to work side by side with Tony for several years and influence so many people and grow different businesses and do other things and branch out on my own as well. It's been an unbelievable journey, and it's my privilege and my honor to work side by side with such a great man. So let me share with you what this means to you, and then let's get on with the program. First off, Tony Robbins recorded this program several years ago with a small studio audience, and we'll get to listen in and participate with that audience. And that's why Tony asked me to do this program with him, to help guide you through and apply these strategies specifically to your situation. So the way this program works is that we're going to start with 3 sessions up front. And these three sessions are going to lay the vital groundwork for the 10 steps to increasing your sales, which are the core of this program. And what sets this program apart from any other program is what we call the psychology. We'll give you the mechanics too, meaning we're going to teach you how to do it, but it's the psychology that'll get you to follow through, especially during tough times. It's the psychology that'll make it part of who you are so that you do it naturally. And that's what these first three sessions are designed to help you master. So let me share with you how to get the most out of this program. The program is a 10-day system. It's designed to do one session every day for the next 10 days. Now, you can spread it out over the next 2 weeks and take your weekends off. And if you're an overachiever like me and you want to do it faster, it's okay to do it over the next 3 or 4 days. Just make sure you're very thorough about it and go through every single step. So no matter how much time you take to do this program, what will make this work for you is your commitment to following through on the exercises and actions. And it's important that you stop and do them. You'll hear me say that, and you'll hear Tony say that over and over again. It is absolutely critical. And like Tony's other audio programs, it's designed to help you build momentum each day and train yourself in the tools necessary to become a master influencer. Now, Tony's going to talk about 5 steps of mastery in the first session. Our goal is to get you to level 5, where you've integrated all you've learned into your life so that it's habitual for you. Said differently, so that you do it automatically. Now, the other thing is you're going to have a workbook. So use the workbook to write down the answers to the exercises and what you're learning. And then also, this is really cool, you'll have flashcards, or what we call power tools, and they're designed for you to take with you on the run to support you with sales calls and important meetings with your boss, as well as issues that you may have in your personal life. So before we get started, I want to share something with you. I don't know about you, but there have been things that have happened in my past that I really wanted to do and make sure that I got done, and I didn't always follow through. Well, here's the great thing about this program, is that's what it's going to help you do. It's going to help you master that skill of commitment, following through, making sure that you get done the things that you're committed to. Because to me, that's half the battle already won, showing up and doing it and being able to follow through on those things. And that's exactly what you're going to learn here. So as we get started, I got one more thing to share with you. And it's my little secret, if you will, to getting really the best out of the program. I mean, if you want to just go through it, it'll be great, it'll be awesome and stuff like that. But if you want it to be outstanding, which I know you do, I'm going to share with you a real, real powerful secret and tool to use as you go through this. But it's our little secret, okay? So I can't say it loud. Lean in close to the speaker. Step over the edge. When Tony asks a question, don't just say the answer, yell the answer back. If he says to interact with 4 people, do 8. If 5 times will get the result, do 10. Step over the edge. So let's get started with the session that's going to guarantee outstanding results for you with the rest of this program. Session 1, commitment, your greatest power.
I believe you deserve to have everything you've ever really wanted. I believe that all your desires are things you're meant to have and be and share and create in your life. And I want you to have those choices. And the reason I want you to have those choices is because I have the unique privilege in my life to do, be, share, create, have, and experience all the things that I used to wish for. And I want you to know to start this program that that's what this program is about. That the power to influence, I believe, is the single most important element or skill that you can master in your lifetime to literally have the power to shape destiny, to literally be able to alter the quality of life for yourself or for anybody that you really care about. And that's my purpose in this program, not just to teach you a bunch of sales techniques. We'll certainly learn those. We'll learn foundation. We'll do some of the things that all selling is about. But I want you to know right from the start that the purpose of this program is to increase the quality of your life and to give you an opportunity, you and I together, to explore some new technology, some new distinctions, some new ways of looking at what is really possible. Because when I look at my life today and where it is, it's so radically different from where I was 5 or 6 years ago. And there's only one common denominator I keep coming back to, and that is the power to influence. If you think about the people who've shaped our society, you think about John F. Kennedy, a Martin Luther King, You think of people in our present-day society. You think of even entertainers. You think of anyone that you really respect or you think has made a difference. And I would say to you that really what gives them their power is their ability to influence people's thinking. So that's what this program is about. And I'm excited about sharing it with you because I've spent the last 10 years of my life really looking for those answers, primarily because I was unsatisfied with what was going on in my life. I mean, if you don't know my story and where I'm coming from, I was not exactly living my dreams. I was in a position where I was broke in every sense of the word, emotionally, physically, and of course financially. I was in a position where I was in relationships with people I really didn't want to be in relationship with, but you know, I didn't have the strength to even influence myself to take the actions that could change the quality of my life, to do what would be necessary to make things happen. You know, I was in a position where I was overweight. I'd gained 38 pounds in 2.5 months, and I couldn't even influence myself to be able to eat in an effective way that would give me some energy to make my life the way I wanted it to be. I certainly couldn't get myself to work consistently in the process of selling and be effective, and I had all of the pain that was associated with that. So I'm excited about sharing with you these technologies, one, so you can avoid pain, so you can get rid of maybe some of the things that have stopped you in the past, so you can really begin to influence yourself before you try and influence somebody else. And secondly, I'm excited about you having the fun of influence. One of the things that I hope that this course will create for you is tremendous excitement when somebody says no. Not because you want to close them, but because you want to create a new possibility where possibilities were shut down. This last Christmas, I remember, you know, there were all kinds of things I wanted to do for my family and for my friends and gifts I wanted to get. And I ran into all these people and said, it couldn't happen. There's absolutely no way. And the minute that somebody says there's absolutely no way, I know that's an opportunity for me to get to play. I get to use my skills and show this person, not manipulate them, but show them that there's a greater possibility than they've seen in the past. That, to me, is what influence is about. And that's what we're going to explore. And it won't be the same old, you know, sales skills you and I have heard so much, like have a positive mental attitude and, you know, pull out your Ben Franklin clothes when they get stuck and things like that. And those are useful. But what we're going to really look at is the psychology of how to change the way people feel and the way they behave. And we are going to start with ourselves. We're going to start by figuring out how to persuade ourselves so that we can persuade other people. I believe that to influence other people, we must first be influenced. And so we're going to spend a good deal of time in this program on influencing ourselves to start with before we ever talk about how to influence other people. I want you to know also that the skills and strategies you're going to be learning are not just things that I pulled out of a hat. And specifically, I've interviewed almost 100 people now, and these people are the top 1%. And so I'm going to share with you what they believe selling is, and you're going to be surprised to hear what they say. They don't believe it's closing. In fact, one of the common beliefs amongst top producers is if you have to close hard in the end, it's because you haven't done your job up front. So we're going to talk about the exact process that's caused them to really begin to succeed at that deep, deep level. And I'm excited about this being a learning experience for us both, to really learn together, to explore together, rather than just being some presentation I put together and just throw at you. So I hope you participate fully and that you make new distinctions and that you also really make, if anything this program should do, is hopefully make you think. If it makes you think, then we're going to create some real changes and we're going to be able to increase the quality of our lives. Persuasion for me really means that you don't just get better at making income, but also you'll become maybe a better parent if you've got kids. You become a better spouse. You become a better friend. That you really have the ability to make a difference at the deepest level. So let's get to what would it take to make that happen? Well, first of all, I'd say the big thing it's going to take is having some initial impact. And I believe that there are really 5 steps we go through to be able to master something. And that's really what I'm looking at here. I want you to be able to master persuasion. And mastery is an ongoing process. It never ends. You can count on it for the rest of your life. You're going to have to continue to refine yourself. It's not like you went to this program and now the lessons are over. But I want this program to give you a foundation and give you an opportunity to commit yourself at a level you've never done before. Over the period of time of this course, what if you were to commit yourself to give more, do more, create more, make more sales calls, and be more associated and caring with your clients than ever before? If nothing else, I look at this as an opportunity for you to commit at a deeper level than you have to really being excellent, to really being the highest aspect of who you are as a person. I believe that professional selling is coming from a place where your number one focus is helping that customer or client to get what they really need. Not your number one focus is how can you make a commission, or number one focus is closing the sale. And I believe that if you come from a place of deep caring, developing a strong relationship with the people that you're meeting that you used to call customers and hopefully you very soon think of as friends, you look for their deepest needs, not just what they say they want, but what their gut level wants and needs, and you help them to meet that through your product, there will be no limit to the income that you have. There will be no limit to the joy that you have. There will be no limit to the deep friendships that you have. And I can say that from experience. My real wealth is the level of depth and emotion that I get to share with people around me, people I care about and who care about me, people I would do anything for and probably do anything for me. That bond and that connection has come from my ability to influence myself and influence other people in a positive and powerful way. And as a result, the money has come.